Hey, it's Motley Fool Money co-host Dylan Lewis here. If you're listening to us, it's because you love following the stock market and learning about business stories. If you're looking to keep learning and unlocking your potential, then you should check out the Think Fast, Talk Smart podcast produced by our friends over at the Stanford Graduate School of Business. Think Fast, Talk Smart is the Webby Award-winning best business podcast that's received nearly 43 million downloads and is the number one career podcast in 95-plus countries, so you know it's worth your time. Each week, host and Stanford lecturer Matt Abraham sits down with experts to discuss the best tips to hone and develop your communication skills, from making small talk that leaves a big impression, to keeping your nerves in check while speaking, to being more persuasive. Whether you're working on your elevator pitch or planning an important meeting, strong communication skills are important in business and life in general. That's why you'll hear from pros like neuroscientist Andrew Huberman on how to manage speaking anxiety, as well as speechwriter, best-selling author, and friend of the Fool, Dan Pink, on how to take risks in your communication, and psychologist Kelly McGonigal on how to harness nervous energy to fuel powerful presentations. All that and so much more available on the Think Fast, Talk Smart podcast. So what are you waiting for? Listen every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube.
With the Motley Fool Money Extra, I'm Chris Hill. Beth Koblenner is the author of the New York Times bestseller, Make Your Kid a Money Genius, Even If You're Not. One of the things I like about this book is it includes practical tips for parents, as well as some unconventional wisdom, like using cash. I know we're living in a world that is increasingly moving to digital payments, and I'm not suggesting that trend will or even should reverse. But if you're a parent trying to pass on lessons about money, Beth makes a pretty compelling case for every now and then handing your kid a big wad of cash.
MIT showed that when you use plastic, you basically are likely to spend twice as much than when you use cash. When you use a debit card, credit card, plastic, it feels like fake money, and you spend twice as much. Also, you know, if you give a kid cash, you give them $100, say, for you can buy, you know, extra stuff for school or whatever it is, for clothes or whatever that budget is, and they go to the cash register and it's $101, they're going to have to put something back. There's that experience of, I don't have enough money. Whereas if you give it, you hand over your debit card or credit card, even if you have a good kid and you say, well, don't spend more than $100, if it's $110, nobody's going to say anything. So it's important to give kids cash so they experience the idea that money is a finite thing. And I think it really does give kids a grounding in literally the value of a dollar by seeing the dollar.
I'm Chris Hill. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.